Wisconsin is entering the summer months with a continent-spanning heat wave, with temperatures reaching over 90 degrees in many parts of the state.
That can be a serious health concern in a lot of workplaces, but there aren't many regulations related to heat safety on the job.
Catherine McCoy directs the State Department of Health Services Occupational Health and Safety Surveillance Program. She co-wrote a report last year on heat risk in the workplace. Kate, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you for having me.
A report you co-authored last year says heat stress on the job could be a bigger problem as climate change starts to make days hotter. What kind of things are we worried about?
Yeah, thank you. Well, hotter temperatures are a severe and persistent health risk for anybody who is exposed to those higher temperatures, but especially for people who have to work in that kind of heat stress. And so what we worry about under those conditions are both the risks that workers face of, frankly, of death on the job in the worst circumstances, or also of being sickened to the point where they have to walk off the job, and the cumulative effects that heat can have on the body if people are exposed day after day.
In that report I mentioned, you looked at what kind of fields of work, what kind of occupations were reporting problems with heat and filing disability claims, things like that. What are some of the fields you really have your eye on here?
Yeah, thank you. So if you think about who you would expect to be at risk when we're facing extreme heat, it's a lot of the kinds of jobs and industries that you would expect to see. So a lot of folks who spend all or part of their day working outside, whether that's construction, landscaping, folks who are doing delivery driving, truck drivers coming in and out of their vehicle, et cetera, trash collection, utility workers, lots and lots of people who are engaged in outdoor work. But then there are also some indoor workers who are in poorly ventilated and poorly cooled environments, or environments where there's heat being generated inside. So you think about the folks who are working in kitchens, in some manufacturing and production facilities, in some warehouses. And that's really, those are really the types of jobs that we see as most at risk. Not covered in our report, but also very much at risk are agricultural workers. Who didn't rise to the top in our report because we're looking at workers' compensation claims, and a lot of them aren't going to be reflected in that. But farm workers are also a group that's at very high risk, as well as law enforcement and firefighters.
What is your message to employers, especially in those fields you just mentioned, of how to create a safe workspace, outdoor workspace, as the case might be, when it's hot?
Yes, thank you. So the message to employers right now is, first of all, awareness. Make sure that you're aware that heat is a serious risk for your workers. And it doesn't have to be an extreme heat wave for people to be severely affected, especially if people are working long hours in the heat, if they are doing a lot of physical exertion, if they have any underlying health conditions or are pregnant or are taking medications that dehydrate them. There are a lot of different reasons why people can be at risk of extreme heat-related illness outcomes. And so for employers to be aware and to get themselves trained, get their workers trained on what to do, how to recognize the signs and symptoms of heat exhaustion and heat stroke, and to know what to do in those cases, to know first aid, to know when to call, and to have a plan for how to address those situations and how to prevent them. The other thing that employers can do is think about cooling their environment as much as possible. If you're talking about an indoor environment, make sure you have good ventilation, good AC, things like that, and adjusting your work practices. So we really need for workers to have access to water, rest, and shade. And so if those things aren't readily available and workers don't know that they can take advantage of them, make sure that you implement those on your work site. You might need to modify your schedules to make sure that people aren't working during the hottest time of the day. You might need to slow down some of the work in order to make sure that people are staying safe and healthy, and that they are actually able to be more productive, because all of us get less productive as the temperature goes up. So those frequent breaks are helpful, not just for health and safety, but also for productivity.
We're talking to Kate McCoy with the Department of Health Services Occupational Health and Safety Surveillance Program, talking about heat at the workplace, the health hazards of heat, and how to prevent harm from those hot days on the job. Kate, we don't need to dig deep into medical symptoms and things like that, but are there common things you say to employers and, I guess, coworkers to watch for that says, hey, this employee or this colleague might be showing the early signs of trouble with heat?
Absolutely. So look for things like starting to feel anything where you're starting to feel unwell. For worker, pay attention to it in the heat. So in particular, pay attention to things like dizziness, nausea, vomiting. If somebody starts to lose consciousness or is in an altered state, all of a sudden they're not making sense. Maybe it seems like they're drunk, something like that. They're confused. That's a very serious warning sign. If people start seizing, very serious warning sign. So those are warning signs of potential heat stroke. That's an immediate 911 call.
Now, the idea of taking heat seriously, I don't think it's always out there. I remember when I was younger and at a job with some of the characteristics you mentioned, right, out in the heat, and we were all young, dumb, tough guys who, you know, weren't going to worry about heat bothering us. Send the message to people that, yes, heat is a serious potential health concern.
Absolutely. And what you're describing is so common, and we know that. And all of us tend to think that we're immortal, right? You know, that's a very human tendency. The scary thing about heat is that even healthy young people can be very severely impacted. And there are cases in the U.S. of young, healthy people dying on the job due to heat. And one of the most important things, I think, to know that people don't necessarily know is that those early days on a job when your body is not acclimatized to heat are the most dangerous. So up to 70% of heat-related deaths on the job occur in the first week on the job. So my mind goes to seasonal employees, to teen workers who are doing a summer job, and maybe that teen worker is a student athlete, but they're not used to working outside 8 to 10 hours a day, unprotected with that kind of sustained physical exertion. And their body, even if they're physically fit, isn't equipped right out of the gate to start doing that kind of work. So those are some of the really important things that we want to avoid. We want to have a summer without any deaths on the job due to heat.
When it comes to workplace regulations, we have our eye on the federal level. There were some guidelines coming in toward the end of the Biden administration. A lot of the people involved in those guidelines have been removed from their posts under the Trump administration, so maybe nothing coming from there soon. Do we have, in Wisconsin, state standards when it comes to heat in the workplace?
Yeah, this is a really important point. We do not have any protections at this point that would say that workers are required to have water, rest, and shade, for instance, on the job. So you can be made to work in extreme temperatures at this point. Luckily, there is still a process going on at the federal level, which would cover Wisconsin, of enacting some really long overdue and important heat protections to make sure that people do have those kind of basic protections on the job and make sure that people have access to water, that people have basic training in heat illness prevention. Right now, this week and next week, there are public hearings on that federal standard. We're hopeful that it will continue to move forward. It's a good sign that it is continuing to move forward at this point. But more action is needed.
And briefly, Kate, can you send a message to employers to take heat seriously, even while they're waiting to see what happens with these regulations?
Absolutely. So these regulations, if they go forward, take a long time. And as we just discussed, heat-related deaths and severe injuries can happen in the blink of an eye. And no employer wants to be the one who loses someone on the job. So there's lots of things that employers can do right now. There are lots of great tools that you can implement right away. One thing I would recommend for both employers and workers is just to download the OSHA NIOSH heat safety tool. It's a great app that you can look at every day. You can figure out, you know, what is the heat risk? And then you can see also what are the signs and symptoms of heat-related illness that you need to look out for and what to do in that case. And it also talks to employers about, you know, what are some of the protections you can put in place so that you're not losing workers and you're not losing productivity or facing things like equipment damage from workers who are foggy-headed and making more mistakes.
Kate, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Catherine McCoy is Program Supervisor for the State Department of Health Services Occupational Health and Safety Surveillance Program. We've been talking about heat and worker safety. Hey, has your workplace made changes to account for those hot summer days? Let us know what kind of precautions you are seeing, or maybe ones you wish you saw at your workplace. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. Again, that email wisconsintoday@wpr.org.